boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember a couple of days ago I asked you for some advice on if I can start leaving things at a guy's house yet or not?
Yes.
Or if it's like too soon.
You felt a little weird about it. You didn't want him to think you were like moving in too quick or anything because you're not like official by any means.
No, 100%. And I'm not trying to move in. I don't want him to think that. I'm not crazy like that, okay?
Sometimes you just want a toothbrush though.
Exactly. So, little did I know, you know, there's a thing called Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. And he listens.
Oh.
And he heard that I wanted to leave something behind at his house, like a toothbrush.
Real subtle. Yep, I can imagine that one probably worked out in your favor.
Yeah. I could have just asked him about it, or he could just listen to the podcast, right? So last night, he asked me what I wanted for dinner, which I didn't think much of it. I was like, yeah, sure. Get me this. Sounds great. And he came over to my place, and the to-go food, you know, is normally like packaged up in like a grocery bag.
Yeah.
I didn't really think much of it. And I opened the grocery bag. There's two toothbrushes in it.
Oh my God. He took my advice.
He actually said you were a genius for that.
Thank you so much. My idea was to like make it less weird. You get a two pack, and when they're at your house, you're like, oh my gosh, I got you a toothbrush because like I don't want to kiss your stank breath.
Mm-hmm.
And respectfully, I mean that. And then you can also be like, here, I'm going to send you with this one so I can use it at your place. So you're welcome.
Yep.
I would like to take all the credit.
So he started to unwrap his toothbrush and he's like, I'm going to leave this one here. And he's already claimed a spot in the bathroom of where his toothbrush is going to be at my place. And I have, and he picked the right color. He has a pink toothbrush for me for
Love
his
it.
Place. So now I have a toothbrush there. And this morning he said I could start leaving makeup wipes.
Good.
At his place if I would like. So it worked, I guess. I can start leaving things now. Just
well,
not
yeah.
moving in.
You really didn't take, I mean, you took my, he took my advice because you made him listen to you ask everybody else in the world what you should do. So I want to say I'm proud of you, but I'm not.
No, but I loved it because I thought it was really romantic that he put it in like.
It was nice. He did all the work. Good
he
on
did.
You, buddy.
He did because he knew I was going to be uncomfortable if I had to ask that question. It was not going to be cool.
Well, the only way that I think he could have improved is.
Oh, we're giving
you,
him. Okay, great. Let's go.
I have a critique. He could have mentioned the stank breath. I did say that was an
that
important
was a requirement.
Part. You got to add a little humor to lighten things up. So maybe next time, maybe when he gets you like some deodorant to leave at his place, he can say you stank armpits. I don't know.
I think he chose not to because we know I'm very sensitive.
But it's part of it. I already told you that.
I'm going to cry.
He listened to everything else I said, but you chose to leave out the most important part.
I would have cried. If he said I had stank breath, I would have been crying while eating my food.
Well, you need to work on that.
So I just told you that the guy that I've been seeing has heard that I would like to start, you know, leaving a couple of things at his place. So he got me a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
For my place so that he has one and I have now a toothbrush at his place. But I also would like to leave makeup wipes. You know, there's some other things I'd like to leave behind. And I'm wondering, is it too much to ask for a drawer now?
No, but just know once you ask for the drawer, it's over. You
what
ask
you
for the drawer and then you ask for a cabinet and then you ask for a closet and then you ask, should we just move in?
Whoa, that's too fast.
Feel like that's normally what happens. You're like, okay, I'm pretty comfortable in this drawer. I got all of my necessities, but there's other things that I want to bring. I need a closet. I need a shelf. I need all the things. So just know if you start that, it starts snowballing into other things normally.
Well, I was just wondering if I could have like a side table drawer. But the thing is I can't offer him a drawer. I don't have drawers.
Oh, so you want a drawer at his place, but he
can't have a drawer at mine.
Has to be
in a box,
backpacking to your place.
Pretty much, I don't got any room. You could have a box in the basement. That's all I got room for.
Well, that seems
because I'm not going to put a box in the. Well, I'm not going to have a box in the middle of the floor. I don't have any room in my drawers.
Well, I feel like maybe you should get him a nicer box than one that lives in the basement. If you're getting a fancy schmancy drawer,
I'll bedazzle the box. How about that?
I Okay.
Is that better?
I don't know. I'm not the right person. I would not be satisfied with that.
You wouldn't like a bedazzled box?
No, probably not.
Oh.
I'd be like, can you just give me one of your drawers?
Girl, that means I gotta sell some clothes.
And maybe you should. Maybe that would be it. Maybe this is a good thing.
That hurts. Selling clothes? I don't like this.
You would make money, though. It'd almost be like he's paying rent for your drawer. This is girl math. Girl, I'm talking math. Yourself into this.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
A lot of the time, I feel like I am your dating assistant, Destiny.
You are.
Everybody's got the friend who's like single and on the apps and like doing their thing. And they have that one friend that they go to for advice and to vent about everything that's going on.
You're my friend.
But you may be doing it wrong, and I may actually be off the hook because there's a guy going viral for using ChatGPT to talk to 5,000 women on Tinder.
At one time?
Over a period of time.
Oh,
now,
my
before
God.
You judge.
How do you remember who's who?
Let me
and
explain.
And what conversation is what?
Well, that's where ChatGPT comes into play. And I don't want you to judge this guy because
I am.
Immediately when I heard that, I was like, oh, this guy is a player. 5,000 women, come on.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yuck. No, this is actually going to be kind of a happy story. So I want you to really pay attention. His name's Alexander. He got out of a really serious relationship back in 2021. And then once he was ready to get back into the dating pool, he chose Tinder. It's easy. Lots of swiping. But he kind of got overwhelmed just like everybody else. This is a lot of the same thing over and over again. I'm not having much luck. So he used AI to program. He's got to be some sort of computer genius if he's doing this. But he programs ChatGPT to be his dating assistant. Now, early on in his first like version of it, there was a lot of bugs and a lot of things that like kind of went a little wrong. For example, ChatGPT asked one woman to go for a long walk in the woods.
Oh, my God.
Sounds a little creepy.
Oh, my God.
I think that it meant beach, but woods just completely sounds murdery. Another time, ChatGPT scheduled him for a date with a girl and promised he would bring chocolate and flowers. He didn't know that, so he showed up empty-handed, and that girl was, like, really upset by that and ended up ghosting him, like, oh, you said this, and you can't even follow through. So over time, he worked on the programming part of it. He got ChatGPT to sound like him. It understood his interests, and then it could schedule in-person dates through his Google Calendar. So he wasn't the one typing with all these women, but it was the AI that kind of had his same personality, so they basically were chatting with him. He trained the program to send likes to women who matched his preferences, and it would filter out anything he wasn't into, like photos with alcohol or anything he didn't find attractive. Eventually, it was narrowed down to 5,000 options to just one woman named Karina. They matched with each other in December of 2022. She was speaking with ChatGPT for the first few months. They went on a couple in-person dates, and then Alexander went in and like paused ChatGPT from talking to other people because he's like, oh, I'm kind of like getting into this girl, Karina. And then at some point, ChatGPT suggested to him, Alexander, that it was time to propose to Karina. So
he
took the advice. She said yes, and now they're married. So he went from 5,000 women to him talking to a couple of them, but really the robot doing all the work, to now he found the one with that dating assistant help, and now they're happily married forever and ever.
You thought I would like that story?
I thought that would be a happy ending for
you. It is a happy ending, and I'm really excited for them. I really am. You know I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm just a little upset because if I found out the whole time I was chatting with a chat GPT and not a real human, I'd be upset. Even for her, as Karina, I would be upset.
But he programmed it.
I don't care. This whole time I thought I was flirting with you. How many of those messages were actually you and not you? It was a lie. The relationship started on a lie. Okay, yeah, I guess you do kind of have a point there.
See? I mean, I think this is a rom-com, but I think instead of a happy ending, it ends badly because he confesses that to her. I think the Hallmark Channel needs to call, and for the first time, it's going to end bad.
Oh, and like at the altar, she leaves him because she finds out that it was a robot the whole time.
Yeah!
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Be honest with us. Have you ever walked out of an interview and you're like, yeah, I messed that one up so bad, I am not getting that job.
100%. It's like a pit in your stomach, and then you lay in bed and you're like, oh my God, why did I answer that question that way?
Mm-hmm.
It was so stupid of me.
Mm-hmm. We want to know how you messed up in that interview. Like, what did you do that was so bad? And I bring this up because yesterday, Taylor and I were talking about our oddly specific weird dream jobs that we want to do one day, and you want to mow a sports team lawn, kind of like the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Yeah, and then we had some really awesome listeners call who are affiliated with the Colonels, and they're like, we want to make your weird dreams come true. And apparently, you said this is like an interview. I had no idea anybody was going to offer me this job. And you said I screwed it up, which, how do I screw something up that I don't even know is an interview?
I think you... listening back to the phone call that we had with Mindy, I think you were too honest. And sometimes in an interview, you gotta fake it till you make it. And I think you were too honest, and now she knows this, and I'm afraid you're gonna not get at least hired to do one strip. Because I know it's just a dream just to do like one little strip.
I just want to be part of it. And Mindy's husband is like the head groundskeeper or mm-hmm. something. So she said she was gonna put in a good word. So I don't know,
she will now.
What did I say? I don't understand.
Here's what you said.
I'll put a good word in for you.
Okay.
He's looking for help.
Here's the thing. And I'll be so honest. I've never mowed anything.
You said you never mowed anything. Why would you say that? You shouldn't be that honest.
Well, yeah. That's a good point. I don't know why I said that. I was being honest. Like I said, I'll be so honest. I'll be overly honest here because... I really never have mowed anything. I would hate for me to show up and then think I'm some professional.
Obviously, they know you're not a professional
lawn
mower.
Lawn care specialist.
They know that, but you could have at least lied and said, yeah, I mowed my dad's lawn a couple of times.
Yeah, that's true.
Why didn't you say that?
I don't know, because I feel like I need to be honest in an interview. But I didn't even know that was an interview.
I technically call it an interview because she's now, I don't know if she's going to put in a good word. Because you were too honest.
That was that moment where it's like, just shut up, honestly. Like, stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my foot in my own mouth and just wouldn't stop talking because I was so excited about the opportunity.
You go to an interview to impress, and then sometimes you walk out of that interview and you're like, I didn't impress anybody. I messed up big time.
I didn't convince anybody I'm worth being paid.
I messed up. I told you I messed up my interview here. I answered every question the exact same way. It was finals week in college. I was very stressed. I think I'd gotten 2 hours the night before my interview here.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like me. And I actually had to have somebody call and beg for them to give me a second chance.
So you just had to do a full-on redo.
Yeah, exactly. And then I impressed them the second time. So then I was good that time. And then there was another interview for a job that... This is how bad it is, okay? I interviewed for, it was going to be like customer service. And they had asked me, do you know, can you tell us what we do here?
Oh, God. And you had no idea?
Couldn't tell you. That is why I advise you always Google search what the company does before you walk into the building. Because when they asked me, I couldn't answer it. I could not answer it. Do you know how embarrassing that is? That I'm applying for a job and I can't tell them what that company does.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And it was a quick Google search. What does Z102.9 do? You know, something like that.
Right.
It wasn't Z102.9, but it was like a customer service job. Obviously, I still haven't Google searched it. I can't tell you this day.
It is now.
I can't tell you what they do, but I know it was for a customer service type job. I just still to this day have no idea what that company does. And I didn't get the job. I didn't even get a call back for a second interview. I didn't even get called to tell I didn't get the job.
Jeez.
They didn't even call me back for nothing.
Well, they didn't think you were worth it. They're like, she didn't Google us. We don't have to call her back. The vibe right now is we're in the ladies' room. Destiny is reporting back to all of us about her latest date in Rate Your Date.
Yeah.
Your favorite radio dating show. So tell us about the latest date or one of your latest dates.
Okay. So recently went on a date with a guy named Josh who I matched on Hinge. And we have actually been working on this date for a couple months. Timing just didn't work out. Like, we just couldn't get our schedules to match up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we have kind of been talking to each other. But finally, a weekend worked out and we could finally, like, get a date in.
Okay.
The other problem with us is that we live on complete opposites, almost opposite sides of, like, or really far sides of, like, the state of Iowa.
Oh,
okay. He lives in a town I couldn't even, honestly, for the life of me, I can't even remember what it's called. I've never heard of it. It's a very small town, Iowa. So kind of about halfway for both of us between where he lives and where I live, which is Cedar Rapids, is Cedar Falls. So okay. The date's not even here in Cedar Rapids like normally my dates are.
So you guys decided to meet at the halfway point.
Yes. Yeah, so I drove all the way to Cedar Falls and he asked me to meet him at a bourbon restaurant at 7 o'clock. Got there at 7:15.
You did or he did?
I did because I was running. You know me. I'm always running.
Yeah, I don't even know why I asked.
Traffic. Okay. I also have never been to Cedar Falls. As someone who lives in Iowa, I've never been to Cedar Falls.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't know my way around.
No. So got to the restaurant, to the bourbon restaurant. It was great. We had a lot of fun. The conversations at dinner were awesome. Like, we were talking about our childhood, like, meals and, like, school lunches and comparing who had better school lunches and stuff. And there was just such great conversations. After that, we went bowling. And I love a little bit of competition. Also, you get bonus points on a date if I kick your butt.
Yeah, that's always a good feeling, a little confidence boost.
Mm-hmm. So we did some bowling. I think it was 3 matches, and I won 2 out of the 3.
Okay.
And bowled the best I've ever bowled in my entire life. I normally suck at it, but I was pretty good. However, I drive home, and, you know, obviously he has to drive a long distance back to his place. I have to drive a long distance back to my place. So I did text him when I got back home, and I was like, hey, I got back home, just letting you know. Had a great night. I hope you get it back too, because we both had to drive really, really long ways away, and I just wanted to make sure he got home safe. And he said he had a great time, even asked me out and asked me if I wanted a second date, which I was like, I would love that. Like, I had such a great
secured it.
Yes, secured the second date in the bag. And like an hour later, he asks a question and asks me my religious views.
Now, this is over text message?
This is over text message. Could have been over dinner. Could have been over dinner, which I would prefer to always answer that question in face-to-face. I'd like to explain myself, give you my opinion.
Well, yeah, there's just some things that are like, well, this feels a little heavy for text message.
I would never want to tell you my political views over text or my religious views over text.
Your childhood trauma, all the things that are not meant to be shared over text message.
Let me tell you about my childhood trauma over text messages.
And then like put like a peace sign emoji. It just feels wrong.
That's why I have mommy issues. You know, like that, peace out. Like, nobody does that. Okay.
So unserious.
So I told him I got home, and then like an hour later, asked me my religious like views. So I tell him, because I'm going to be honest, if like, you know, we're going to go on a second date, I want you to know, I don't think he really liked it. So he said, fair enough. I'll shoot you straight though. I don't think we're going to work well.
Oh, wow.
Goes on a little bit longer. And then on to that message, he says, on top of that, I never heard a thank you for tonight for paying your meal and for bowling. I thought I could look past it, but it's lingering on my mind and I can't overlook it. You seem cool. I'm sure you'll find someone, but it won't be me. First off, I know for a fact I said thank you for that meal and for bowling. I said it in his truck because we went from the bourbon restaurant to bowling and I went into his truck for that time. And I know I said thank you. And I remember thinking, wow, like, why didn't he respond to me? I said, thank you so much. And I was like,
He didn't hear.
I don't think he heard me. Mm. So I did tell him, I said, I did say thank you in your truck. I don't think you heard me. I'm really, really sorry. Like, I'm going to say thank you again one more time. Like, if you know me, you know I'm a very, like, sorry person. And I say thank you way more than I probably should. So, we ended it there.
Okay, rate it. You got to rate it.
Jeez, that took a turn.
Yeah. So because you questioned my character and I don't like my character to be questioned,
mm-hmm.
-5.
-5 out of 5 stars.
It was a great time. I had a lot of fun.
That's crazy.
I thought bowling on a date was a lot of fun. But yeah, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, not going to get that gas mileage back.
That was a lot of money.
Okay, well, has anybody had a worse date? I can only imagine. Somebody is like, girl, if you only knew. It is now your time to rate your date. Move over, Jesse Palmer. There's a new hot radio show kicking The Bachelor out of the way, and that is Rate Your Date.
Yeah.
Because Destiny has been, you know, newly single in the last couple of months. She's been going out on dates, telling us all about them, rating them kind of like a Yelp review, you know, 1 to 5 stars. And I thought maybe I would dig out one of my old dates to tell you about.
I would love to hear about this.
Okay, so, oh, this is so weird. Okay, I'm going to tell you. It's so weird. But I'm picking one of my favorite dates to tell people about. And that was when I was back in college. My friend was dating a guy on the football team.
Oh, Lordy.
And her boyfriend had a single friend. I was my friend's single friend. They were like, you guys should hang out. We think you guys would get along really well. And I was like, you know what? I've been out of a relationship for long enough. Like, I'll just go on a date with this guy. It's really not that deep. So he asked me to go out for ice cream, which I think is always a good first date. It's short. And it doesn't have to be a whole thing like dinner, I feel like.
Right, right.
So I didn't want him to pick me up from my place.
Yeah.
Because I lived by myself at that point, and I was like, I don't even know this guy very well. So I went to my friend's apartment and was like, you can just pick me up from here. He picked me up on his moped.
No, which he did not.
At first I was like,
ugh. Did he give you a helmet?
No. He did not give me a helmet.
Oh my
so
God.
Clearly he did not care about my safety. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But it was a little bit of like a,
girl, your hair is going to get ruined.
It was bad. So yeah, he picked me up on the moped and we went and got ice cream. It was in the middle of the summer, so we got to like sit outside, which was nice. But he ordered an ice cream cone, which is messy, especially when it's hot out. So I felt like I was just looking at him with like vanilla ice cream dripping down his chin.
Worse.
Yeah. And then,
well, you could have like, you know, kissed it.
Nope.
You know,
point did I have that urge. I'm not gonna lie to you. No.
Okay. It's not like Lady and the Tramp.
No. Especially
except for not spaghetti. It's
No.
Okay.
Because the conversation was bad. To be quite honest with you,
was it all about him?
He really just wanted to talk about how he was on the football team.
And I knew it. And I knew it.
I will give you the real tea that this man was on the football team, but I don't know if he ever actually touched the football field.
He never got off the bench.
And that's okay. But let's not pretend like
that we're the starting quarterback.
Yeah, because he definitely wasn't. He was not that, I'll tell you that. So yeah, he kept like talking about how he was on the football team.
So it's like in those movies where it's like the guy's like a model and he can't stop talking about how he's a model and
it
stuff.
Was exactly
it was like that.
Oh, and then it got worse because when he would like, I'm a shy person, so I am quiet on a first date. So he was like trying to ask me questions and the issue was the only questions he was asking me, because I was on the dance team, so I was at football games. He would only ask me questions about the football games I was at, dancing at, because he was on the football team, in case you forgot.
Wait, did you say he was on the I'm sorry, I missed that. Was he on the golf team?
He had a football jersey.
Oh, I thought you said he was on the golf team. I didn't know he was on the football team.
You could say he was on the team. The poor guy. I don't know that he ever actually touched the field.
Is he still on the football team?
No, he finally graduated. Good for him.
I didn't know he was still on the football team and still to this day talking about the fact that he is on the football team.
You know what I'll guess though right now, and I will check, is that he has Iowa football team in his Instagram bio. To this day, I bet that's true.
Dude, check it.
Right now. Okay, well, in the meantime, I'm going to rate the date like, I don't know, 2.5
2.5? That's better than mine. I would have given that like a 1.
It was entertaining. Oh my God, what's his last name? There it is.
No.
He did take it out, but only photos on his Instagram profile are
him doing what?
Playing football or pretending to play football. Yeah, 2.5. Wouldn't do it again, but it makes for a fun story. So good for that guy. I hope he finds a new football team. Valentine's Day is a pretty big deal in some relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could be make or break. Like, if you don't do it right, it could be an issue.
I love Valentine's Day, but if you completely ignore it, I would get ticked off, yes.
Okay, I'm talking to the right person then. you know, and there's probably some expectations that maybe you would have if you were sure that you had a Valentine. You'd be like, these are kind of like my non-negotiables of things that need to
happen
on the special day. So I kind of want to go through some of them because there was a big survey done about non-negotiables for Valentine's Day, and I want to see if you agree. So let's talk about food. What food do you think, what category of food, I should say, do you think is a non-negotiable on Valentine's Day?
Ooh, I feel like that's where you're asking the wrong person because I just love food, so really anything will make me happy. We could even hit the McDonald's drive-thru, dollar menu, and I'd be fine with that.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you.
Ideally, steak would be lovely. But it doesn't have to happen.
Too specific, but I like the way you think.
It doesn't have to happen.
No, more than half of people say that dessert is a non-negotiable.
No.
That you have to have. No. Actually, the most popular is chocolate-covered strawberries. Otherwise,
nice.
Cheesecake, ice cream, any of those things.
What about that chocolate lava cake? Oh, my God.
Okay, you just said you turned your nose up at dessert, and now you're like, wait a minute.
Because I'm never the dessert girl. Anytime that the restaurant's like, will you be having dessert? I will never have dessert. I'm just not.
Okay.
A candy bar is great for me, and that's all I need.
Well, and the entree is the second most important food on Valentine's Day, which would be your steak dinner. So I guess you're not too far off. A lot of people, 41%, say that the day starting with flowers or a gift is a non-negotiable. That's kind of crazy to me. Non-negotiable?
This is not non-negotiable, but it definitely makes my day. I love flowers.
Yeah, you might as well start it off in a good mood, I guess. Okay, so people going out on an actual date, because there's, you know, like two categories here. You're leaving the house or you're staying at home. So let's talk about going on an actual date. 59% of people saying going out to dinner is a non-negotiable on Valentine's Day.
You don't have to go out.
I'm with you.
I prefer we actually stay indoors.
Well, okay, we'll get to that category. The second most...
I'm curious if people think it actually has to happen on the date. Is that on there too?
No, I don't have that, but I would be curious too, especially when, like this year, when Valentine's Day falls on a weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like not... It's not super convenient.
Right, I don't want to... Yeah, I'm fine if we don't celebrate it on the day of.
Right.
As long as we celebrate it.
Yeah, we do.
Because I do care about the holiday a lot.
Okay. At home dates, let's talk non-negotiable. I'm going to go through all of them since you kind of sound like you want to spend Valentine's Day
at home.
At home. So 38% of people say that eating desserts or candy is a non-negotiable for an at-home Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's fun.
59% say cooking a nice dinner.
Together.
Together was not included, but I understand how you feel. watching TV or movie together is 61% of people saying that is a non-negotiable.
No.
You're not into it?
Nope. I would rather have deep conversations.
Oh, please.
I actually don't want to watch the TV. I don't.
You just want to stare into each other's eyes over
your
candy bar?
I would rather talk. I would rather talk. I do not want to watch the TV that night. I would rather we have deep conversations.
Well, 51% of people say that spicy time is a non-negotiable on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That is all I have for you on Valentine's
Day. Amen.
Okay.
With the deep conversations to go with it.
Dude.
How did nobody say that? Am I the only one who wants to have deep conversations?
You are the less than 1%, yes, that is requesting deep conversation.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It takes a lot for me to miss going to school, being in college, because honestly, you couldn't pay me to
I
go back.
I was going
to
say that. I feel like you would be the type of person who's like, you can't pay me enough to go back.
Were there good times? Absolutely. But would I choose to go back? Probably not. Except for when I see certain videos on TikTok. It just is like, oh my gosh, that is something I wish I could have done when I was in college. And this is exactly one of those instances. Because it's few and far between that you find a college professor that you like really, really love going to their class, I would say. And this college professor from the University of Tennessee is going viral because he's a little kooky. He's a little odd and has some interesting requests. One video that's going viral is him basically saying that the students in the class, he'll give them extra credit to anybody who leaves the class to a sad song. Like, picture sad teenage movie, the scene where somebody storms out and they're sad. He said if any of the students would be willing to get up
and leave class?
And leave class dramatically to the song of their choice, he would give them extra credit.
I would do that. Sometimes I would do anything for extra credit.
Oh my gosh, especially in college, because you're probably struggling anyways, and that seems like an easy task. So a couple of the featured students. One shows Charlie Puth's See You Again. Ouch, man.
This is sad.
Head down.
Yeah.
Hoodie up.
Very dramatic, though.
The drama was there for that one. Slow walk. Very, very sad looking. The next student shows one of my personal favorites, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Iconic.
The drama.
My question is, was there a door?
Oh, my God. I feel like there probably should have been a door. There was not a door.
Then there would be real extra credit there.
That would have been the extra mile. And then the last student that's in the video... picked Sarah McLachlan's In the Arms of an Angel.
Oh my God. I'm crying now.
Like, come on. Sad puppies. You can't hear this and not look sad.
100%. This is extra credit work.
Heart wrenching. Truly. So I gave us both the homework assignment, even though I'm not the college professor, that if we were in this class, because Lord knows we would need that extra credit. Oh,
I was getting like C's and D's, so yes, I do.
I will take that opportunity. What our songs would be that we would dramatically walk out of the room, the saddest song that we could think of. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this song has helped me a lot, and I have cried a lot to it, so I already knew. Right? What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. I have no idea what to expect, actually, truly.
I have cried to this song a couple of times, so I knew right away this is the one I would want to get extra credit to, and that is Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball.
Wow. I don't think you could leave the room. I think you'd be too into the performance, honestly.
Come on, it's so sad.
You'd need a prop.
All you ever did was wreck me, man.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah. I mean, even extra credit if I could find a wrecking ball on spot. But
that's what I was going to say. The prop would take it to the next level. My song that I would dramatically walk out of the room to, crying, sad, for extra credit, is Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
No!
Sobbing. I don't care if Big Girls Don't Cry.
It's the childhood blanket line.
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I'm just saying.
At first, when you play that, I would probably be like, this isn't that sad of a song. But when you get to, like, the childhood blanket or whatever, that's the saddest part of it. Oh, my God.
I think if I needed to put on a performance, that would be my choice.
That's a good one.
Thank you
I
so
think
much.
We both got extra credit.
Yeah, to what class, we still don't know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Most days, I have no idea what I'm doing. What, like you do? Do you ever wake up and you're like, I'm really confident with what's going to happen today?
Yes.
Okay, I don't buy that for 5 seconds.
It's called faking it till you make it, honey.
What? And I feel like I do normally. However, yesterday got really, really weird really fast. You came in because it was the first Wednesday of the month and those like sirens, the test sirens for like tornadoes and stuff went off. There's a voice that starts it off by saying like, hey, don't panic.
It's like, this is just a test. This is not an emergency. And it's just very
Boring.
But you feel like you could do it. And then you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, what do you think? What's that job for you that you, for some reason, think you could randomly do? It's very specific, but you think you could do it. And I said, I think I could mow a sports field. I don't know why. I've never mowed anything. But I feel like I could do the really like satisfying stripes and stuff in a field. And then, you know, shortly after that, our listeners really have our back. And first, Mindy called. She is the wife of one of the groundskeepers at the Cedar Rapids Colonels. She's like, I'm going to put in a good word for you.
Thank you, Mindy.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what she said. Did she bring it up at dinner last night?
I don't know.
Mindy, waiting on an update if you have one. And then later on, I don't know. She never told us.
Yeah, she didn't.
If anything happened. And then Shania called us last night, who works for HR at the Cedar Rapids Colonels as well. And she's like, I want to make this happen for you. This is like your dream come true moment. I'm going to put in a good word. Groundskeepers come back to work on the 15th of February. So that is literally next week.
A week from today.
This is great timing. I'm going to see what I can do. So she emailed us today.
She did.
Me and you. What did she say? She was like, she asked the grounds crew manager to meet to talk logistics and whatnot. That's what she said. And she said she'd keep us in the loop. So seriously, I might be mowing. I might be mowing at the Cedar Rapids Colonels a week from today.
Are you going to ask for this to be on your
my resume?
No, your business card. Taylor.
I should.
Z-102.9, those girls in the afternoon also did mow the lawn for
All-star
the Colonels.
All-star mower. I'm not trying to make this my job, okay?
Let's make that clear. I just like one time mowed their lawn.
Yeah, I want, it's good. I think I should put it on my resume. I'm putting it on my LinkedIn.
I personally.
And I'm going to have everybody endorse that skill or whatever you do on LinkedIn.
Yeah, yeah. I also think you need an award.
I would love
a plaque of some sort.
I don't know why, because I also, did I mention I've never mowed anything? So
stop
like,
mentioning that, because that makes you look bad.
I've never mowed anything. If anybody is like curious about my skills, I actually am zero, but I have a lot of confidence.
I'm hoping the best for you. I think it needs to be, like you said, on your LinkedIn, your business card. You need a plaque if this happens. Like, we're going to get the whole shebang.
I remember.
I want the world to know that you got to mow the Cedar Rapids Colonel's lawn if it happens.
That's what I'm saying.
A big deal.
This will be the best day of my life if we can make this happen. So nothing's confirmed.
Yeah, no.
But I just have a feeling, and I'm going to keep
manifesting.
I am manifesting my dream mowing job.
Is this your New Year's resolution?
Sure. Yeah, if that's what you want to call
yeah!
it, I will follow through with this. I can't get too excited about living out my dream job of mowing the Cedar Rapids Colonel's field if Destiny doesn't get to also at least try to live out her job of,
yes, being the voice of the, you know, the sirens that go off the first of every month on Wednesdays, and they say, this is not an emergency, this is only a test. And they say it exactly like that, just as boring, just as monotone. And I don't mean to, like, I don't know, make anyone feel bad, but my birthday is tomorrow. So if you could just...
Wow, that's a reach.
If you could give me the best birthday gift ever and let me try it out. Let me press the button. It would be, you know, it would.
Well, here's the problem is you told us this on the Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
So you have a whole nother month to wait.
That's fine. Give me a late birthday present.
We know because we have an emergency alert system here at the radio station.
Yeah.
We know this is like a legal thing, right? So yours is way more difficult to make reality. Let's be real than mm-hmm. mine, which is just mowing. Which is just as cool. I just want to say, if it really happens, it's going to be pretty stinking cool. But you are a little down in the dumps because...
You got two contacts. I have zero contacts.
Which is awesome. And if anybody knows anybody, please help us because I don't know what I'm doing. We did find out yesterday. Somebody called us and said, it's the Linn County Emergency Management that you would need to get in contact with. And we're like, okay, all right, now what? Because... Mm-hmm. We could email or submit a contact form on their website, but how easily could that go to like junk?
I'm sure they get multiple emails a day, right?
So behind your back,
What?
It's a good way to start a sentence. Behind your back, I talked to the person who knows everything and everyone, and that is Danson Eric Hansen from The Morning Scramble.
Dude, he's got a person for everybody.
I know I can count on him to point me in some sort of direction about literally anything. I swear he knows everything. So he gave me a contact, a name, if you will, from the Linn County Emergency Management to reach out to. He's been on The Morning Scramble before, so
This is helpful.
He's aware of the existence of Z102.9. That's
great,
a start.
Great.
I have ghost written an email for you.
Because you know I didn't want to write it.
I know you will not write it.
I love emails, but 90% of the time, Taylor has written half of them.
She overthinks everything. So I have, you know, kind of like laid something out. You can read it and edit it to send to this guy to hopefully like bring him in the loop and maybe figure something out. We know that maybe you can't become the official voice, but let's, I don't know, talk about what an audition would look like or what.
When are auditions held?
Are there auditions? We know nothing. So
exactly.
I'm going to forward you
Where
this.
Can I send my demo?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of questions I have that Taylor can't answer.
No, I can't. And this is the least that we can do is send an email. And I guess if he ignores us, that's fine. Because this is a weird request.
he's like, this he's going to come to work tomorrow. He's like, this is a Friday and this is what I came to.
What did I do to deserve this?
When is cocktail hour?
So that, I guess, is our starting point with your dream job.
Great. I'm excited for this.
So I'm going to forward you the email. You actually have to send it.
Do I attach my demo yet?
No, I think maybe hold off on the demo.
Oh, crap. I was working on it. Back there, you didn't hear me.
I think you could, you know, get a couple more reps in, keep practicing, because you know you got to submit your best.
So you were telling us earlier.
It's really not sad, I promise.
There's a professor at the University of Tennessee that offered his students extra credit if they could walk out of his class to a really sad song.
Yeah, it was super dramatic. They kind of had to like play the part too. They couldn't just like, you know, halfway do it. So they would mope out to, you know, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, and that would get them extra credit, which I think is amazing. And I wish I had that opportunity.
Did you ever have weird requests for extra credit? Because I feel like there were certain teachers that, you know, made it extra credit and it was like, read this book and you'll get extra credit. And it was like, okay, that's a lot of work. And then there were some really cool teachers that were like, walk out to a sad song and that's extra credit. And you're like, oh my God, this is easy. I love this.
Yes, I can think of one. It has nothing to do with walking out or like sad music or anything, but my seventh grade math teacher, Mr. Michaels, was like avid collector of Mountain Dew cans and bottles. And I mean, like, in
what
his,
did he do with it?
He would display it in his classroom. He had a shelf around the entire room. And if you could bring in a can or a bottle or anything Mountain Dew that he did not have, it couldn't be a repeat. But if you found something he didn't have, mind you, he had been doing this for like, I don't even know how long, over 10 years when I was in middle school. So he had tons. If you brought one that he didn't have, you would get extra credit.
That's cool.
It was so cool. So like everybody would be on the hunt for the entire seventh grade year of like, oh my gosh, who's going to be the one that gets extra credit this year? Because how often is Mountain Dew putting out new stuff?
Something. Yeah, that's cool. In high school, I was in color guard, and color guard is the flags that, you know, are twirling in the band and stuff. And, you know, when you're in marching band and color guard, when you're performing at like competitions, there's judges that are walking in between you. Mm-hmm. And usually they're like writing on a piece of paper or they're like, they're talking into like a recorder and they're like, you were off step at blah, blah, blah time, you know, and they're talking into those things. What your band teacher doesn't want you to do is move out of place for these judges. Just because they're in your way doesn't mean you should move for them.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. If you trample that judge, good for you.
Did you get extra credit for whacking one of them?
So, yeah. So our teacher always told us, if a judge is in your way and you can trample them or you can whack them with your flag, extra credit. I'm telling you, this judge was a little too close, but not close enough. So I wanted extra credit. So I extend my flag just a little bit more so I could hit him. And you could hear it when he, because again, they recorded on a little, like, I don't know, doodad.
Oh my God.
And he's just like, and at this point, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, I just got hit. I got extra credit that year.
That is kind of wrong, I'm not gonna lie, but it is awesome.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.